broomstick. But she said, before she left, as she's leaving, I should say, here's what she has to say. She is basically, this is out of an article a couple of weeks ago. She said that Vladimir Putin's Russia is not the Russia that we wanted. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Victoria Nuland told CNN, explained, Washington wanted a compliant leader in the Kremlin who would westernize the country. Quote, it's not the Russia that, frankly, we wanted, she told Christine Amanpour on Thursday, 2 weeks ago. We wanted a partner that was going to be westernizing, that was going to be European. Well, she doesn't realize it, but Vladimir Putin is from European royalty, but she doesn't know everything. That's not what Putin has done. Putin's predecessor, Boris Yeltsin, enjoyed Washington support as he oversaw the rushed privatization of the Russian economy in the 1990s. And that was through, at that time, President Bill Clinton. Yeltsin's reform saw the rise of the so-called oligarchs who amassed huge fortunes selling Russia's natural resources to Western buyers. And there was a book that was written documenting what happened all through the Clinton administration when he was president, how they were selling all of Russia's natural resources to Western Wall Street types. Well, that changed when Vladimir Putin became president. While the majority of the population dealt with declining life expectancy, soaring crime and homicide rates, and the collapse of the ruble. The article goes on. This is out of Russia Today. There's more truth coming out of RT News than all of the mainstream media put together. Putin, who first took office in 2000, is widely credited with taming the oligarchs, imposing public order, and with these oligarchs, most of them went to jail. Those that were working with Billy and Hillary, that were working with the criminals of the West, Pilgrim Society in New York City, Putin, most of them got the flu. Not all of them. But their wealth was, what they had one day was gone the next. Putin put it back into the Russian economy. He imposed public order. He reversed the economic and social decline of the 1990s. Putin initially sought friendly relations with the West, telling American journalist Tucker Carlson in the recent interview that he had asked Bill Clinton whether Russia could one day join NATO, which Russia was rejected. Nevertheless, Putin reached out to Clinton's successor, George W. Bush, with a proposal that the United States, Russia, and Europe jointly create a missile defense system. Well, George Jr.'s son, or George Jr., expressed interest, but then he told Russia, according to Putin, to get lost. A combination of NATO expansion, American support for jihadist groups in the Caucasus, and Nuland's orchestration of the coup d'etat in Ukraine in 2014 made it clear that the United States and its allies were not interested in cooperation, Putin told Tucker Carlson. Nuland told Amanpour that Putin has destroyed his own country by intervening in Ukraine, and that the United States will continue to tighten the noose on him, presumably by supplying Kiev with weapons and imposing additional economic sanctions on Moscow. Well, the truth is, everything that empire has tried to do to destroy Russia has made Russia stronger economically, militarily, politically, diplomatically. Everything that we have done or tried to do, as we have sown to the wind, actually, Hosea 8:7, America has sown evil. We've sown to the wind evil, and we are reaping destruction, the whirlwind. What has happened, now I don't have time to get into this, I'm going to have to wait till we get back, but America has sown evil in Ukraine, and America, by our actions, going forward with the replacement of an elected president in Ukraine in 2014 and the occupation of Ukraine by CIA, American intelligence agencies, with British pilgrims and U.S. pilgrims, with secret underground biological underground facilities, we have sown to the wind. We are reaping the whirlwind, and the biggest reaping, the great, you might say, what, something ended, something began. Russia ended American world hegemony, and now there is a new international order. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The whirlwind has begun, and we're seeing it in this country. Major players in the stock market selling their stock because something is coming. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Oh, I never, ever think of you.
Time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
So, America's world hegemony has ended in 2022. There's been a shift in power. There was a new world order. Now there is an international world order. And in the international world order, the United States is excluded. The American dollar is excluded. The treasury bonds are being excluded. America is caught in a corner, and we are going to retaliate. America has not finished sowing to the wind. We have just begun. And like Hosea said, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And you sow evil. You want to plant evil, you want to do evil, then you will reap and harvest destruction. So we decided to overthrow Ukraine in 2014. We decided to use Ukraine as the base in which to destroy Russia, and it backfired. 2022, in February, Russia moved troops into Ukraine. We've been in conflict ever since, war. And there are reports now that European Union taxpayers are paying a monthly salary and benefits for 700,000 soldiers of the Ukrainian army. Well, there's a problem. There's 700,000 mobilized military personnel that have disappeared from the Ukraine armed forces. They disappeared. I think they got the flu. But benefits are still being paid to 700,000 military personnel. This is the way it works. Janet Newland said, I think it was a couple of days ago, that we put money into Ukraine, and that money comes back to the United States in the form of we build more weapons, more artillery, more tanks, bullets. So it goes out and it comes back. Well, I don't think it's coming. It's coming back. But it's not going to just the military. It's going into the pockets of the people that support the war in Ukraine. Well, you sow to the wind and you lose an empire. The New World Order has sown to the wind. They have lost the New World Order. And out of the return is you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The whirlwind is an international world order. There is Viktor Orban of Hungary. Yesterday he stated, the era of Western domination is ended and a new world order is emerging. And he's talking about an international world order. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban stated, he added that Budapest will maintain its own independent path despite increasing pressure to align itself with the larger blocs, meaning NATO countries. He's been a vocal critic of the Western policies of the Ukraine conflict, denouncing sanctions on Russia as counterproductive, which they have been very counterproductive to the West. Speaking at an annual ambassadorial meeting on Tuesday, Orban said that the general consensus now is that Western hegemony is over, according to the news agency MTI. He urged Hungarian diplomats to consider constantly monitor and analyze evolving trends as a new world order takes shape. The nations of the world, the governments of the world, are very clear. England, Germany, all the European nations, nations in the Middle East, the whole world. The leaders of the nations, they understand clearly what happened when Russia and China in early February 2022 at the Beijing Olympics, they made a declaration to the world that they are at war with the United States and they are going to destroy the United States using the main weapon the United States has always used to control the nations, the dollar. They declared that they are no longer going to advise the nations that will join a BRICS network, a BRICS Plus network. They will no longer encourage these nations to use the petrodollar. Rather, they will encourage or discourage them from using the dollar and encourage them to use their own currencies, to trade amongst themselves. This was what was happening before the Ukraine war. Europe had begun to, as the European nations, they began to work and manufacture and sell within that network. They were trying to, as much as possible, not use American products. They needed Chinese, what the Chinese were sending, but they were distancing themselves already from empire. And what happened is the United States in the recent years has begun to let these nations know, you quit using American dollars, we're going to assassinate, we're going to create wars in your backyard or on your in your homeland. We've already begun. We're sowing to the wind. We are presently expanding the war, our war efforts in the Middle East. We are not going to discontinue operations in the Middle East ever again. We are going to be there for the next, till Christ comes. We will be there, actually, until all of our armies are at Armageddon. We're watching things develop, but many people don't see the big picture. Russia and China have declared war on the United States, and they are winning the war. While we are trying to take bigger, more control in the Middle East and work with Israel in this conflict in the Middle East there in the Gaza, Russia is working with Asia, with all the other BRICS partners, and they are making the adjustments that are needed to stop using American dollars. And it's working. This is why I read yesterday about Jamie Dimon and the Walmart family, Zuckerberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg, also, who's the other, Jeff Bezos. They're dumping their stock because they're going to run out of goods. If you don't have goods that are manufactured in China, Amazon doesn't have anything to sell, deliver. Same with Walmart. The banks are going to go down. The dollar is, I think these people are buying shiploads of gold, silver, gems. This is an indicator to the American people that something financially is even affecting Bezos and all these people. And what that is the ships coming west are going to stop. They're going to come empty. They're not going to unload anything in California, there off of Long Beach, or in New York. There's a great sucking sound. I like that term. The sucking sound of everything manufactured staying out of the, coming back out of the United States, nothing being delivered. At some point, you're not going to even have razors to shave with. And men and women need razor blades. They need razors. Well, one of these days, everybody's going to grow the hair because there's not going to be any razors. So anyhow, this is one thing that's happening. Another thing that's happening is out of Al Jazeera. And remember, this is part of the Hamas news network. Al Jazeera won't tell you the truth, but they are telling partial truths. The ceasefire talks to make a breakthrough before Ramadan are not going to happen. There aren't going to be any peace talks before Ramadan. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza failed to achieve a breakthrough. Less than a week before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the informal deadline for a deal. The United States, Qatar, Egypt have spent weeks trying to broker an agreement in which Hamas would release Israeli captives in return for a six-week ceasefire. Al Jazeera's Hamda Salhout said on Tuesday that the latest round of talks in Cairo, Egypt has ended with a standstill. There will be no peace talks. Israel has made it clear. They are going to eliminate Hamas completely, to the very last soldier. Secondly, Hamas refuses to return the hostages and the corpses. They refuse to return the people that are missing. And wonder what happened to many of those people. They say there's, 230? They think that there's, I forget the percentage of people they think that are still alive. I don't think so. The hardships they're going through, I don't think they can make it. Hamas has refused to release all of the hostages that it holds, not even one. So there's not going to be a ceasefire in the Middle East. There's no sense in holding your breath. It's not going to happen. Then going on to another article, Israel, they have their troubles. They have their troubles, we have ours. But there's a gentleman by the name of Benny Gantz. Now, Benny Gantz, he is going to run against Netanyahu, supposedly in the next election, which may not take place. Now, here's the thing about Benny Gantz, in my view, from what I understand of this individual. He's trying to work out, he came to the United States this week, trying to work out some kind of an agreement with the United States and Israel. The United States wants somebody that they can work with in Israel that they feel would be willing to bend and yield a little concerning the war in Gaza. Well, Benny Gantz is their man. Benny Gantz, the way I understand it, is definitely pro-New World Order. He is pro-working with the powers of the West, the families of the West, these dynasties, for an additional further future program with the nation of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu knows about our objectives, America's objectives. He's not on board. I'll have to continue in a little bit. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years, but I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain Freeze-Dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
The world is very clear on what and who empire is. They know. The leaders of the world, they know that you betray America and there will be, you never know what kind of retribution. You see, we have the big stick. America now has always had the greatest army, greatest air force, greatest navy. We own outer space. We own info space, intel space. We own bio space, I guess you can call it. If it can be controlled and owned and ruled perfectly, ruled over perfectly, we do own everything, control everything. At least until Russia and China decided to push back. Russia and China have done they have done something that the nations could never, ever have done. America, he did everything possible to make sure that Russia and Germany would not align themselves in Europe. Well, America, through Henry Kissinger, had stated years ago, whatever you do, and he told the administrations back in the time of Nixon, do not ever allow Russia and China to work together. Do not let them befriend each other. Keep them at odds. Keep them at war. And that has been the case up until Vladimir Putin became president of Russia. Vladimir Putin, he knew that the only way to win any victories against empire is you have to have China. He knew that even the European nations were not a threat. With Russia and the European nations would not have been a threat to the United States. It had to be China. And he worked out. He's a diplomatic. He's probably one of the most. How would I phrase it? Kind of like Donald Trump, but even better. He knows how to negotiate. Trump can. He has. But Putin, Trump is negotiating to build empire, his empire. Putin was negotiating to build, to make Russia the greatest. Russia would be greater than it had ever been before. Russia must be great. Russia is great. Because Russia has a destiny to be great and then to be destroyed on the mountains of Israel, east of the Jordan River, in the near future. But to become great, he needed China. Putin is not, he's fully aware of China's ambitions. He realizes Xi Jinping, what Xi Jinping's end game is. But it's okay. He can, as long as he's in power, he can keep Xi Jinping at a distance. But the thing is, once Russia's destroyed, then China will become a power like the world has never seen. Because once Russia's destroyed, the Asian sisters, I believe at that time, will agree that Asia and the kings of the East can be the rulers of the world. And Xi Jinping will tell the Asian sisters, you move with me, flow with me, and you will be the rulers of the world. And the many of the Asian sisters will agree. And it says in Revelation chapter 16 that the kings of the East are coming to Armageddon. Russia will not be there. Russia will have been destroyed 7 years plus 4 or 5 months before that. So Russia will be out of the picture very shortly. Now going back to Benjamin Netanyahu and this Benny Gantz, who has been to the United States. He's the main opposition to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, according to Al Jazeera. And Al Jazeera, they like to see the fight between the heads of the Israeli government. That's why this is here. So Netanyahu, Israeli's war cabinet, is the head of Israeli's war cabinet, and a man touted by his supporters. I'm sorry. Benny Gantz, the main opposition to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a member of Israel's war cabinet, and the man touted by his supporters as the next prime minister. No, not until Benjamin Netanyahu wins the regional war. Netanyahu will be there. Gantz will not take position. So he's in Washington, D.C., invited by the U.S. government. Israel analysts have told Al Jazeera This is a result of its public frustration with Netanyahu and his far-right government, which is leading U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to turn to Gantz, a former military chief of staff and political centrist, as an ally, and he is trying to build on that. Gantz may be using the trip to strengthen ties with the United States officials, with U.S. officials, and capitalize on an Israeli political scene in which Netanyahu is increasingly unpopular. He's not as unpopular as you may think. And in Israel presently, again, there are the CIA operatives. There are the New World Order operatives in the nation, in the government, in the city, just in the population. I've got to address this one point quickly. The people of Israel, these people, many are what we use a term in the Christian community, apostate. They're godless. They're communists, fascists. They are, and to some degree, they will oppose any government that doesn't bend and yield and work with the New World Order. And eventually, these people are going to want an agreement with a nation for protection, and that nation is the United States. I'll be back.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Call now the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
So with Benny Gantz, I am of the opinion that he is a New World Order operative. He would like to make sure that Israel will be part of the new digital money system. He wants to trade with the coming New World Order nations and subject the nation of Israel and the people of Israel, whether they know it or not, to the plans of the New World Order, to an all, to what it call it, a panoptic society, all seeing, all hearing. Gans, again, I think in the future, once Netanyahu does leave office for good, it will be at that time that the people of Israel, they don't know it now, they're being conditioned because of the war. Psychologically, they're being conditioned. They are tiring of conflicts, endless conflicts. And in the future, they are going to want to actually have a country, someone, a leader, somebody, maybe not so much an individual as maybe a nation or an individual nation combo, that will assure them that there will be an end to the conflicts in the nation of Israel, and Israel will be ready to sign an agreement with the nation for protection. And also a nation, because the nation that they'll sign an agreement with will be so powerful, they'll realize they have no way to even consider conflict with a great empire. Now, I don't know if you would know which great empire I'm speaking of. It would be the greatest empire that has ever existed in mankind's history. It would be an empire that would be so great that the nations collectively would have a hard time defeating that empire. But eventually, the nations would begin to take measures to protect themselves from the reaches of this multi-armed Shiva. And the multi-armed Shiva, the Hydra, knows only one way to respond, to retaliate, using the greatest weapon of mankind ever. And I know you're thinking it's the atomic bomb. No, it's not. They, the people that rule the world, the children of the devil, those people who are employed by the devil, they have been given technology by the devil through an individual by the name of Nikola Tesla, and they have developed Tesla's inventions. And there are two stories I'll tell you. One about the story of when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt and there was a wind that blew and it parted the waters, and the children of Israel were able to walk across the ground. It was dry. Well, there was a way, a power that God used to separate the water. It was called wind. And there was another story where Christ was with his disciples on a ship in the lake. The winds came up and the waves were about to swamp the boat. And the disciples woke, Christ was sleeping. And they woke him up and said, "We're going to perish." And he stood up. He rebuked the wind and commanded the waves be still. Well, ever since that time, that has never left the thought of the children of the devil. They've always thought about that, those two examples. There's another one in there too. And they realized that only God could control the weather. Only God could cause the seas to be still, or to cause the seas to rage. So they decided from that point forward, they have beseeched the devil to give them a way to control the weather. Well, the individual that Satan sent was Nikola Tesla. And Nikola because he was tapped into that hole, that rabbit hole, deep down that rabbit hole. He was able to bring that technology into the world, into the visible world, from the invisible to the visible. So what Tesla did and what he created is what America controls. This is how we will destroy the nations of the world. Yes, with bombs, bullets, but we will bring calamity through weather warfare, which the raging winds in Texas have destroyed over 500 structures. There was getting close to that nuclear facility. Then you have the storms hitting the West Coast. 6 foot, 7 foot of snow there along the Sierra Nevadas. See, when man can take what is in the Bible, that only Christ had the power to, he had power over, when man has access to that power, Christ did it for good, to save people, to save the children of Israel from an army that was following them, and to save the disciples from drowning. Christ used it for good. Well, the children of the devil, assuredly, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind, and they will use it for evil. They have the technology now. God has allowed it for different reasons. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
What they do? They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care.
One thing about the backstabbers, they don't care about you. So This is what and how the United States will punish the nations in the BRICS network of nations, the nations that refuse to use the petrodollar. It's in the Bible. We will destroy the nations. When we're finished, when the United States is finished before Christ returns, the nations are going to look like a waste wilderness. The nation, the cities along the oceans, I don't know where the great, I think the great numbers of casualties will be along the ocean, along the coastline with the big cities. America will use technology that we've been sitting on that we have not yet used. And it will be Tesla technology weaponry. Through that Tesla technology, from outer space, they can read your mind. They can get your, just like tuning in to, locating your cell phone, they can find you. They've already done it. This is what was brought into the world through Nikola Tesla. And it was taken over by, I wonder which family ended up with all the patents. Not the Fords, not the Oppenheimers, not the Carnegies, not J.P. Morgan. I know you're going to figure it out. Yes, it ended up in the databases of the Rockefeller dynasty, the Rockefeller Foundation, who basically gives direction to the our Defense Department. The CIA is a Rockefeller Praetorian Guard internationally. This is all going to be disclosed, brought out in the open, revealed. It can't be hidden. It's in your search engines everywhere you look. Every place you look, with everything being developed, everything that is owned, like social media, taken over by Mark Greenfield, Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. He's a Rockefeller. It's just in the Bible. It's on social media. It's on your search engines. And Christ said at the end of the world, the rulers of the world would know their names. There wouldn't be just a ruler. There would be many rulers. But the top of the pile, the top of the heap, A number one, would be the Rockefeller dynasty, the Rockefeller children. That's it for today. Let's see what goes on tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Thank you. Visit tomorrow.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m., KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.